and welcome to Elcott The Next Step. And this is Dr. Ed Elcott. Another beautiful day, as well as another opportunity to make this life your life, and to make this life your life within the embrace of Elcott The Next Step. That's what we strive for, and certainly hope that you can understand with us this process as we move forward in this world, perfecting the corpulence. And that is to say, to perfect not only the physical body, but we're here to perfect the mind and the spirit as well. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. I am Elcott North. I have achieved a level of the Elcott priestliness or priesthood that enables me to speak with authority. That is, I am a teacher or an elder, or if you will, one who instructs on the process and proceeds of Elcott The Next Step. And I am joined this morning by Chaffee Baker. Chaffee is Elcott South. I don't think we've talked with you, Chaffee, on the program before, although Chaffee is a member of our Elder Council. And Chaffee is going to tell us his story. Good morning, Chaffee.
Well, good morning. It's very much a pleasure to be with you.
And Chaffee, this morning we're going to let people in on what we call some of the proctor, that is the process or proces, which is the direct residual result of the awakening and the redeeming.
Yes. And just to pick up.
Go ahead.
The redeeming you were talking about is, for everyone that is listening right now, is that which purifies and makes excellent the physical flesh, so that one can operate, you know, in this world that we live in an elevated state.
Yes.
And what Dr. Elcott is saying to you, something also that I have been able to achieve myself, is a physical faculty that we use for good. Nonetheless, it is a step along the path of the four miracles.
And the four miracles, as we've told people, Chaffee, are the ability for bullets to bounce off your chest, invisibility, X-ray vision, and the ability to fly.
Right. Now, X-ray vision is a part and parcel of this redeeming quality that we're going to be talking about here. Some people have called it fire starter. Some people have called it the heat wave or heat, the heat of spirit. And sometimes we do use in Elcott, people probably would be interested to know, we do use in Elcott some slang and some colloquial terms, barbecue, hot foot, that kind of thing.
Well, I think it was Gary Rinaldo. Gary's no longer with us, but Gary Rinaldo was a member of the Elcott Preserve. He was an Elcott Preserve. He was a priest of the highest order, which was that he was put up and for the winter as a strawberry jam, right?
Yes.
And Gary Rinaldo was the one that gave this the four miracle, the third miracle, which is X-ray vision. He gave it its nickname, the hot foot.
Well, this is can be very misunderstood, I think, by people.
Yes.
What we use the hot foot for is to only enhance life, and it is not to destroy life. We are duty bound, spiritually bound, to only use this for the good. If it is ever used for the bad, you have forfeited. You have forfeited your position in the corpulent universe.
And what Chaffee is essentially saying there is that you have given up your place on this plane, and the priesthood,
the priesterlies escort you from the physical plane.
Yes.
Now, this was something that happened to Gary Rinaldo that was disturbing for some of us, but nonetheless, we recognized that Gary had outlived his existence on this plane.
Well, Gary Rinaldo, who had come up with this phrase, with this term, hot foot, had used the hot foot to exact the level of a punishment, I think, of a neighbor he had a property dispute with.
Yes, and again, what we're talking about is the ability, those of us here in the Elcott priestly level, our ability to use the hot foot or the X-ray vision at a level of temperature and heat.
Yes.
Whereby one can ignite something.
Yes. We can stare. If you saw in a gross comparison, if you saw the movie Firestarter, you saw in Firestarter, you saw a man stare at something, and he'd stare at it, and then it would burst into flames.
Yes, and we have ability to stare at things. I'm actually looking at television right now. There's a cartoon on. Let's speak to that, can we?
Yes. We can be distracted, even though we are on a very elevated plane. We are on an elevated plane, and then, we can, on this elevated plane, set fire to things. We also are distracted by cartoons, and we're distracted by action movie like Captain America and this.
So, Joe, you can see, even this morning, because there was a trailer on, the reason you probably were hearing a little halting speech was because we both, Chaffee and I, both saw a cartoon come on, and then we also saw a trailer for the new Captain America film, and that distracted us.
Yes, it did. That's the only time you don't want to be distracted is if you have the hot foot or you are ready now to use the X-ray vision, even in your capacity as a priest of Elcott, and you are doing good with the X-ray vision. If you're distracted by a cartoon or Captain America, the X-ray vision becomes very lethal.
Yes, it does.
And this is what happened to Gary Rinaldo, who was a preserve. Understand, the highest level of a priest is a preserve, and he was a strawberry jam that, quote unquote, an old lady had put up for the wintertime. Now comes Gary Rinaldo. He is a strawberry preserve. He's got the X-ray vision, and he is focusing the hot foot vision on his neighbor's house so that he can open that man's soul to truth.
Yeah, and again, this was, you can use the X-ray vision, the hot foot vision, or as we call it, in the very specifics of the Elcott, the next step, it is entitled Candle Power.
Yes.
But we call it hot foot and so on. But the candle power was to be used to open the soul of his neighbor up to the truth.
Yeah. But Gary got distracted. And here again, as an African-American man, I could have been offended, but I had already achieved Elcott South.
Your priestly nature enabled you to see more of the truth of Gary's soul.
Yes. So when Gary was distracted by a Bosco cartoon, now Bosco was a little black boy, and this was a cartoon that was created by the racists in Hollywood, and they thought it was funny. Well, no, it's not funny. So when Gary had seen the Bosco cartoon, and then he looking at his neighbor, why, the candle power X-ray vision turned into Destructo.
And now Destructo is the level below. It is Elcar.
Yes, it's Elkar, which is the demon.
It is Elkar the demon. And Elkar the demon is, therefore, Elkar the demon is, hold on for just a moment, I'm looking at something here. It's another cartoon.
Yeah, you've got to be very careful because the cartoon, you know, it's going to be...
Yeah, I don't want to use my... I'm looking at a cartoon right now. This is who?
That's Betty Boop.
Yeah, see, Betty Boop, I don't know why it is, but my primal kundalini energies are aroused by Betty Boop.
A lot of people don't know Betty Boop. Betty Boop had a big head, and Betty Boop has big, I guess you'd say big boob.
Well, large breasts.
Yeah. And so Betty Boop has now aroused Dr. Elcott to the point where he can't concentrate on what we're talking about. What if you were to change the channel?
I want to change the channel, but I'm still staring at this Betty Boop. I wish I could, but I can't. I guess that's just simply the... All right, this is Elcott, the next step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. With me is Chaffee Berger, or Baker. I've even forgotten his name. I'm so distracted by both Betty Boop and the Captain America trailer. Gary Rinaldo did what, though? We really need to reach the end of this story.
Yeah, I'd like to reach the end of this story because I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive sitting in on this program with you while you are looking at Betty Boop's behind, you know, behind or...
Well, it's technically called the behind because we try to immediately distort all sexual distraction so it is less of a distraction.
Right, so what has happened here? All right, very good. I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Elcott. So Dr. Elcott has been distracted by Betty Boop's behind.
Well, it's a cartoon character, and it is the characterization of her behind or her butt, the Betty Boop butt, that has distracted me.
Yes. Now, Gary Rinaldo, and this name will forever live in the annals of Elcott the Next Step, because Gary Rinaldo not only was a great teacher and a great priest on the very high Elcott preservative level, but Gary will live in infamy as someone who wanted to open the soul of his neighbor using candle power, that is the X-ray vision that can ignite what we like to think of, ignite truth,
ignite wisdom.
Ignite wisdom. And yet, in Gary's case, it ignited, set fire to a shed on the southern portion of his neighbor's property and burned not only the shed to the ground, but burned the entire home to the ground. And Gary Rinaldo then became a fugitive of justice, not from the police, but from the Elcott overlords.
And the Elcott overlords are the enforcement arm of Elcott.
Yes, because now Gary had to be hunted and had to be extrapolated. That is, he had to be widened and dispersed.
And that was done how?
That was done using candle power. He was stood in an open meadow. And using All Hail Elcott, All Hail Elcott.
All Hail Elcott.
Gary was then, they stared at him, and he burst into flames. But, of course, there's no pain or anything. He was already elevated.
So you can see that Elcott has its own priesthood. Elcott has its own enforcement arm, which is Elcott, the overlords. Elcott, even at the priestly level, can be distracted by Captain America trailers, Betty Boop cartoons, and others. And Elcott then also can be commingled and despoiled and corrupted by these images. Because we're talking here of Gary Rinaldo was a preservative.
Yes, and I think that that was what shocked a lot of us. And even you, Dr. Elcott, at your level, Elcott North, you need to be able to keep focus on the message.
And yet I was distracted here by cartoons, Betty Boop, every manner of distraction was there to my right there in my face. So it's quite challenging.
Well, we'll be right back here on Elkhart, The Next Step. With me is Chaffee Baker. Chaffee is from Elkhart Redeemery, which is our ashram in Coalinga, California. We'll be right back with Chaffee to talk about living in the Redeemery there with the other Elkhart priests. Chaffee is working on his preservative level. Chaffee, like myself, has candle power, and we can stare at things and make them burst into flames. We're going to be talking here about the temptations to set fire to things that make us angry.
Well, it would, for instance, be you're in a restaurant and they don't seat you. There's a car wash. The guy gave you some lip.
All of these things are temptations to use candle power and just stare until your eyes become glowing coals and the individual bursts into flames, screaming, and people are running around. There's a power there, isn't there?
You are tempted to use it as a power, and it's very much a challenge to keep it on a humane level.
So we'll talk about that when we come back here on Elkhart, The Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart here with Chaffee Berger.
This is Elkhart, The Next Step, brought to you weekly from Wampaw University in upstate New York, Witherton, New York, Wampaw, New York, and Wauchopia, New York. All rights reserved.
For a copy of Elkhart, The Next Step, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elkhart, The Next Step, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York, in care of Clearinghouse B. Again, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York, in care of Clearinghouse C. Please make it very evident on the envelope that you would like a copy of Elkhart, The Next Step, The Biblical Interpretation. Elkhart, The Next Step has been edited by Chaffee Berger, as well as Dr. Ed Elkhart and the late Gary Rinaldo.
And we join you again here from Wampaw University. This is Dr. Ed Elkhart, and with me is Chaffee Berger. Gary Rinaldo, the name will be synonymous, I think, with great strides and great disappointment.
Yes, and that's why we maintain Gary on the letterhead. His name is seen as you enter the halls of Wampaw, what we call the Hall of Wampum, which is the Elkhart, Elkhart, The Next Step. That is the Elkhart, The Next Step Hallowed Hall, the Hall of Wampum. And Gary's name is very prominent above the door because he's done so much for so many people and was instrumental in moving Elkhart, The Next Step forward. But at the same time, a disappointment that he was no longer able to maintain that level, and he set fire to that man's shed, set fire to that man's house, and then was on the run for a period of 72 hours before the overlords were able to locate him, talk him out of the cave that he was hiding in. He came out in a clearing, and he was given the hot foot by the overlord.
Now, as Gary was hot-footed or given candle power, he was on fire. He walked over. So you understand, this man was in flames, but he still walked over and got himself a drink of water, which extinguished the fire around his mouth, and then walked back to the center of the field, and then that was it. He disappeared.
Yes, he just disappeared. But he did get a sip of water, they say, out of the... we had the comment, God, you know, something, excuse my language, he said, God damn, I'm thirsty now. If I wasn't thirsty before, I'm thirsty now. And there was laughter from the overlords as they continued to pour it on, you know.
And what they were doing was pouring on the flame from the eyeballs that go directly to the individual. And can you approximate the sound? Because there is a reverberation in the galactic tone. And I know, Chaffee, you have that.
Yes. When we use candle power,
and we stare at something to make it burst into flames, you will generally hear this sound. Ooh. And all life within approximately 100 yards of the actual hot foot event, all life is frozen in time. So people stop in mid-stride. People stop even if they're sipping soup. They'll stop with a spoon just a couple of inches from their lips, staring at the table. And that is so that they don't remember having seen the event.
Yes, Elcott has built into it these protections so that the gross level of humanity, those that are still of substance and have not dispersed into the spiritual, they won't remember anything they've seen, because it would quite literally drive them mad with confusion and weirdness, to put it in the terms of the Elcott Bible.
Yeah, weirdness is not what a teenager may say. Oh, there's weirdness because he thinks that a friend of his is hopping up and down on one foot, or his parents said that he can't go out and everything's weird. We are not talking about that kind of weirdness. When weirdness strikes, there's confusion, there's a mob mentality, and there is the tendency for all the wrong decisions to be made on behalf of humankind. And so we don't allow that in Elcott. That's why in Elcott, the next step, when we perform the candle power and give someone the hot foot, and you hear that, you know, on a gross level, you hear the atmospherics.
Yes, and that is the sound of the tone.
Yeah, when you hear, ooh, all life is frozen and people are in mid-stride.
When is that suspended, Chaffee? Because we've had some letters. Some people who are now in the very first stages of hot foot and candle power.
That is generally... life returns to normal space and time, I'd say within 30 seconds of the event concluding.
I see.
So these are very, very specific things. Now, I want to get back to the distractions.
And we're going to take some phone calls, because we do have people interested in the distractions that you were talking about. And you will be addressing your questions to Chaffee Berger, who is talking with us today about Elcott, the next step, and the ability for those of us here at the priestly level to vibrate and create hot foot and hot power. Mary, good morning.
Oh, good morning, and thank you. Hello, Chaffee. This is Mary Salisbury.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's been a long time. I was at your lectures in Calcutta.
Oh, my. This is a lady who is one of the fastest learners. Mary, you're legendary among the Elcott priesthood.
Well, I would not have been able to do it without Chaffee Berger. He is legendary among all the novitiates.
My goodness. This lady was so able to embrace and encompass Elcott, the next step, fire power, fire starter, and candle power.
Yes, and what you were saying to Dr. Elcott is so interesting. When you spoke of the degradation, the decomposition, and distraction.
Yeah. Have you experienced that yet?
We have. I am still here in Calcutta, India, because, as you know, we operate our soup kitchen and men's clothier.
This is Dr. Elcott. Mary, how are you?
Dr. Elcott, you are another man that we speak so highly of. Thank you so much for your visit as well.
Well, I want to ask you how the men's clothier is going. They have a charitable soup kitchen there in Calcutta, and they also sell sports jackets. And it's very interesting, Chaffee, the criticism that they got. The city fathers there in Calcutta and other people involved in charity work said, in Calcutta, we need food. In Calcutta, we need medicine. Why are you selling sports jackets and tam-o'-shanters?
Yes, and you know what I think is great is the answer. I don't think anyone could answer it better than Mary. Mary, what did you say to them?
I said to them, and one of them was Rajneesh, the other was Bhaktivedanta, both of them members of the city council of Calcutta, and they said that we were wasteful, they had a few very choice things to say.
And I know that you didn't respond in kind.
No, we respond only with love and understanding. I said to them that hobo is only one letter away from no-go, two letters away from no-go. And no-go is that state of paralysis that we know at Elcott as the rifting, that is, losing your soul before you die. They looked at me as if I was speaking Chinese, and to them it was Chinese. But it gave me the strength I needed to go on another day selling sports jackets.
And they never really did understand that, did they?
No, they never did understand that. They turned and they left, and that's the last we saw of them.
Well, this is Dr. Elcott. I noticed that both Chafee and I are beginning to sound alike, and that happens among fire starters and candle power devotees. When they are sharing the same space after a while, we become one person. We're going to have to say goodbye to Chafee here before he melds with me, and we become that mutant which transcends, which is another state in Elcott that you do not want. It is associated with Elcar.
That is true, and I'm going to say my goodbyes. But, Mary, thank you for calling in and sharing that story with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chafee.
And so there goes Chafee Baker, Chafee Berger. I don't know his last name. It's not important. Last names are not important at Elcott, other than my last name, which is Elcott, the next step. Mary, thank you.
Okay.
That's really all I have to say to you. Did you want to add anything?
No, I thought you kept me on for a reason.
I'm sorry. No, I don't have anything more to say to you. If you have any other stories to share.
Well, I have some stories to share. I'm afraid they wouldn't be too terribly interesting for your listeners. We've opened up a Tam O'Shanter.
All right, so you're selling the Tam O'Shanter hat, the Scottish hat with the ball on top.
Yes, along with the sports jacket.
All right. Well, very good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's a very wonderful lady, because Mary has been sort of our good luck charm. She's one of the fastest, one of those who acclimated to Elcott as quickly as any I've ever seen, to the point where within a 72-hour period she went from being a prostitute. Now, understand what I'm saying. This is a woman who was a prostitute, an Anglo-American prostitute on the streets of Calcutta. It doesn't get any worse than that. She wasn't even able to ply her trade in America. In fact, I had met her before I had become Elcott, when I was still on my gross level as Dr. Ed the Buffoon, as they called me when I first joined Elcott. I was a general practitioner and a drug addict, and I met Mary as she was hitchhiking, yes, on a Florida turnpike, and the first thought that came into my mind was, here is that Aileen Wuornos, the serial murderer. It would be a great way for me to end my life, to pick her up and have her blow my brains out of my skull right here on the front seat of my wife's new car. Well, God blessed me that day, because Mary got into the car and said, just take me down the street and drop me off. There's a bus station. I'm taking that bus to the docks here in Melbourne, and I'm going to take the next freighter. I'm going to sign on as a cook and take the next freighter to Calcutta. And I say, why? I've got a $20 bill that's singing to you right here. And she pulled out a .38 caliber and put it to my forehead and said, don't tempt me, because I'm in the mood for, you know, for a little bit of fun and relaxation before I leave. And I said, I won't. She got out of the car. She could have easily killed me that day, but instead, she was on her way to a new life as a whore in Calcutta. I'm sure you thought I was going to say on her way to a new life as an elevated being in Elcott. Yes, she was, but that wouldn't be for another 5 years. First, she had five more years of plying her trade, of selling, excuse me for saying this, her whore ass on the streets of Calcutta. And that she did. And so it was that she spent her time there until on a mission to elevate those in Calcutta in advance of the visit of Gary Rinaldo to Calcutta before he became a reprobate and set fire to a man's house. The story just, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy?
It's a long story, Doc. Maybe you should tell part of it next week.
Maybe I should tell part of it next week because the story goes on and on and on. Gary Rinaldo visited. Gary was the one that initiated Mary. They think that that is where Gary went wrong, even though Mary is one of our most prized pupils. Gary returned to the States and set fire to that man's shed and eventually was tracked down by the overlords and incinerated and then remanded to a five-year stretch with Elkar. Gary, at this point, is burning in the Elkot hell known as Elkar, and yet he will be elevated to his preservative state once he's done his penance. There's a lot that's going on. There's just a heck of a lot that goes on in Elkar. If I may, I can play back the tape recording made by the overlords when Gary elevated on that day in 2011, as he was incinerated by the overlords. Here's...
Yee, yee, yee.
There, how about that, huh? Isn't that something? That was an actual tape recording made by the overlords of Gary getting the hot foot and then being consigned to the Elkar hell, where he is to this day. He's got another 2 years before his time in the Elkot hell, Elkar, is finally done, and he's able to reassume and reintegrate into the great reintegrative process, and of course the Redeemery, and that is the priesterly seminary that we have in Coalinga, California, which is, by the way, where Chafee Berger is on his way to right now, and Chafee's at a very safe distance, so we can talk to him on the phone. Chafee, so you're in the car, you're on your way back to the Redeemery, right?
Yes, I'm on my way back to the Redeemery right now, and I want to say to everyone, thank you. I am at a safe distance now, so I cannot be reassimilated into Elkot to become the freak, the mutant of Elkot, but I am my own man.
And you're going up north. Are you going to stop there at Haynes Ranch for an onion loaf?
I believe I will. Yes, I do. I believe I will.
So good. So delicious. All right. So good to talk to you, Chafee. All hail Elkot. All hail Elkot.
All hail Elkot. All hail Elkot. I are not on drugs no more. I are not on drugs no more.
I are not on drugs no more.
I are not on drugs no more.
All right. Well, a wonderful man there, Chafee Burgers. Taught us an awful lot. Whether his last name is Berger or Baker, I can't remember. We willingly insult and dismiss people's names here in Elkot because people's names mean nothing to us. Hey, you is often what you will hear in the Redeemery at many of our Elkot jamborees, which are the functions that bring us together from all parts of the globe. We've had our 50th annual Elkot Jamboree. This jamboree, by the way, Elkot itself is only 10 years old, so the 40 preceding jamborees were Boy Scout jamborees because so many of us were Boy Scout leaders. By the way, we have nothing against homosexuality in Elkot, but there are no homosexuals in Elkot, only heterosexuals. We do not discriminate. We don't keep homosexuals out of Elkot. There just simply are no homosexuals. And we've actually done a survey, are you a homosexual? And we'll stare right into a person's eyes using, yes, the hot foot stare. It doesn't mean we're going to burn you down. And I think people have that mistaken sense, Jerry, you know?
Well, I think they think you're going to set fire to them. No,
not at all. Are you a homosexual, Jerry?
Well, I see the coal-like eyes.
No, my eyes are burning coal red only because I am... You should feel comforted by that.
I don't. I feel threatened by it. The coal burning... You have coal red, two coals for eyeballs right now. Two red-hot coals for eyeballs.
So you don't... Do you want to tell me the truth?
I'm going to... I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not a homosexual.
Well, were you telling me the truth there?
No, I was not, because I see that your eyeballs have now receded and they are now regular eyeballs. Ah, now they're glowing red again. No, I'm not a homosexual.
See, that's how they get around it. When the eyeballs cease glowing for the hot foot rev up, the individual will then lie and say, no, but I'm not going to hurt you. I'm simply, the eyeballs are glowing red because I am at my heart and soul a homophobe, even though I would never harm anyone. You see, on the very gross level, I'm a homophobe and a former member of the Nazi Party. But on the refined, and that is Elcott, the awakening step, I are not on drugs no more. I are Elcott.
Yes, I understand, but it's still kind of scary.
Well, there you go. That is the, that's the goofy and kooky part of Elcott. My goodness, what a morning it's been. We've talked about the Redeemeries, the new Redeemery having been built there in Coalinga. We've introduced you to Chafee Baker, who's one of our priests, Elcott South, working on his preservative status. We talked about the exalted yet reviled status of the late Gary Rinaldo, who was a preservative himself and is now cooking in Elcar Hell. However, he will be redeemed and will elevate to Elcott yet again. We talked about Mary in Calcutta, who at one time was a street-walking tramp, a whore on the streets of Calcutta. And today she operates our soup kitchen and men's haberdashery and sports jacket shop there for charity. She sells tam o'shanters and plaid sports jackets to the beggars and to the lepers. And of course, introduced you to the concept of Firestarter, Hot Foot, or as we call it, Candle Power, the ability of many Elcar, many in the Elcott priesthood, to siphon from Elcar the negativity and turn it into the positivity of Candle Power. That is to stare at something with our eyeballs and set fire to it, as you hear the substrata. And it was Chafee Baker who gave us the sound of the substrata as one uses the fire starter. And here is a tape recording of it. Roll back to segment 4, and that would be take 6.
Yes.
That is the sound of the substrata as we use our eyeballs to stare at an individual, make him get into a car, and drive it into a wall. Although we would never do that, I'm just taking that from Village of the Damned, which really, I think, puts a very bad, bad spin on Candle Power, because those children from that alien world were pure Elcar. There wasn't anything Elcott about them. They were from the Elcar Hell, and they used the substrata. Hit the tape again. And they would blow some poor bastard, excuse my French, into smithereens, or cause a guy to blow his head off with a shotgun. Well, we thank you very much for being a part here of Elcar, The Next Step. Elcar, The Next Step is simply the podcast. There is so Elcott, The Next Step. Elcar, The Next Step is not a podcast. Elcott, The Next Step is severing your own penis with a skill saw. That, I really have to emphasize this with you, that Elcar, The Next Step is pure negativity. Avoid Elcar. Avoid Elcar.
Avoid Elcar.
All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott.
I are not on drugs no more.
I are Elcott.
All hail Elcar.
You said Elcar.
Sorry, Elcott.
I have to keep an eye on Jerry now for the next 48 hours because he may be diffusing to his gross level again.
I are not on drugs no more.
Yes, just keep saying that. Well, we want to thank all of you for being with us on this edition of Elcott, The Next Step. And remember, Elcott, The Next Step is just a self-addressed stamped envelope away from you redeeming yourself and learning the triad of Elcott. That is the awakening, Elcott, The Next Step, and the Redeemery.
Until next time, this is Dr. Ed Elcott saying, I are Elcott, but I are not Elcar. I are.
Elcott, the Next Step, from Wampaw University, has been a presentation of Wampaw University's Department of Agriculture, Dr. William Suffolk, Student Advisor. Elcott, the Next Step, both the brochure and the biblical translation, can be yours by simply sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to Wampaw University, New York, New York. I. R. Elcott. I have stumbled grammatically. I need to start all over again.
All hail Elcott.
Elcott, the Next Step, has been a presentation of the University of Wampaw's Department of Agriculture. Dr. William Suffolk, Student Advisor. For a copy of the brochure or the biblical translation of Elcott, the Next Step, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Wampaw University, Elcott, the Next Step, in care of Dean Hager, Post Office Box 1291, Wampaw Village, Wampaw X, Wampaw, New York. Elcott, the Next Step is coming to your neighborhood. Would you like to hear from Dr. Ed Elcott? You can have him as a speaker at your function. Whether you have a social club or a political club or perhaps a prayer group or a study group, Elcott, the Next Step is available. Write to Dr. Ed Elcott, Wampaw University, Attention, Public Speakers Bureau. And Dr. Ed Elcott can be a part of your next neighborhood function.